Praise be to God Almighty. Tonight we're doing something that is strange, a little bit strange, but we're going to do something that it has really taken time for me to come up with this teaching, but it's important that we're going to discuss with the people who are growing in the Spirit. I love knowledge. I love growth. It's important to grow. So tonight we'll be praying on something. I'll share for a few minutes, and then we're going to do something very dangerous. Hey, can you say with me, very dangerous?
Very dangerous.
We are going to do something very, very dangerous. Please, don't do this at home when you're alone. Do it when you are with me only.
Amen.
Say dangerous. Okay, so what we're about to do just now, I'm about to share with you about how this is the untapped spiritual warfare methodology that most people have never even realized that it exists. I know people know how to bind. I know how people know how to command things to happen, but today I bring to you a teaching entitled Partnering with the Creation on Spiritual Warfare. Partnering with the Creation on Spiritual Warfare. Somebody say with me, partnering with the Creation on Spiritual Warfare. So I can actually partner with a mountain. I can partner with a geographical location. Have you noticed everyone in the Bible whom you know, they had a partnership with the creation. And where they were not even speaking, creation would even stand up and speak and even do something on their behalf. It is only you. So we're going to start it in this way. So there was a moment where Job lost everything. How many know this story? Job lost everything that Job had. You know, he had a lot of things. He lost everything. Until God one day came and he said, do you know your problem? God said, all your problems could have ended if you did the partnership with the sun. The sun could have gone ahead of you and fought your battles. Let's go to Job 38 verse 13. Because tonight we're going to speak things. As the sun will be rising tomorrow. It will rise with warfare on your behalf.
That it might take hold of the ends of the earth, and the wicked shall be shaken out of it.
Let's start from verse 12. Let's start from verse 12 to 13.
Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it.
All right. Go back on the same scripture.
Have you commanded the morning since your days began? And caused the dawn to know its place?
I want you to check something here that is very important. On verse 12, have you commanded the morning? Do you know you can command a morning? Mm-hmm. Can we command tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Come on. Can we command tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Do you know you can command the morning to say tomorrow? Can you imagine that the sun, he says that, no, go back. He says, have you commanded the morning since your days began? And it caused the dawn to know its place. Do you know dawn? Ever heard people who say, joy comes in the morning? How many say it is dark before it is dawn? You know that proverb? People say that? Meaning to say that when it's dark, it says command it to become morning. So God is asking Job, have you commanded your morning? I told you that this teaching is going to go to two people. Are you ready to command the morning?
Yes.
Go to Amplified Version.
Since your days began, have you ever commanded the morning? And cause the dawn to know its place.
Okay. Contemporary Version, if you have. Since your days began, have you ever commanded the morning and caused it? It says,
don't know its place.
Dawn has to know its place. In verse 13.
So that light may take hold of the corners of the earth and shake the wickedness out of it.
Every wickedness that is there can be shaken when you command your morning what it must be done.
Amen.
Check contemporary. If you have contemporary version, contemporary English version.
Did you ever tell the sun to rise? And did it obey? Did it take hold of the earth and shake out the wicked like the dust of the rack?
Get this. There's very important information here that I want to share with somebody. And I told you before that we want to do something dangerous. It says, have you ever spoken to the sun to go?
To rise.
Do you know sun can rise and fight with you? Listen, when I involve creation, you are finished.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, when I involve with creation.
Amen.
Can you imagine when you say to the sun, to say, as the sun is rising tomorrow, may it fight with me. I'm trying to take you. This is just very slow. This is the most soft part of this teaching. So I'm trying to take it from here. Am I talking to somebody here? Hosea 6 verse 3. Can you read Hosea 6 verse
3? Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain. To the earth.
Okay, say with me if you're able to hear this. If you are able to, say with me. Say, I command my morning.
I command, my
I command the sun.
I command
to join the warfare.
To join the warfare.
Okay. Let's go to something. You'll be getting into this, okay, in a few minutes. In Joshua 10, verse 12 to 14.
Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorite from before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, sun stand still over Gibeon, and the moon in the valley of Ahijah. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is it not written in the book of Joshua that the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did it not hasten to go down for about the whole day?
So the sun what?
Stood still.
Stood still.
And the moon stood still.
I had a preacher who was saying, oh, the sun doesn't move. the sun doesn't move. I'm like, you're a preacher and you're saying the sun doesn't move. And he said, we learned at school, it's not the sun that moves, it's the earth that rotates. I also did school geography. If you even Google it on the internet, the sun actually moves, rotates in its own axis. Every 27 days, the sun moves. Now, imagine this. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
Imagine this, that Joshua, when he saw the battle, he had to partner with the sun to say, sun, stop moving. The whole rotation stopped. If it becomes night, we will not win this battle. We want to see our enemies properly in the sun. And the sun joined the battle. And the sun stood. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor that we're about to command something to happen. The way you are speaking it. Say it again. Say it louder. Say, we're about to command something to happen. Say, that location you are staying, something will happen. That mining of yours will vomit minerals. See, the problem is you don't understand what I'm trying to talk to you right now. you have no idea. Somebody say, creation will join me. Can you imagine that you command and the sun joined the battle of Joshua? See, the problem is we've got so many believers who are so contemporary and confessional, like you just know these things which we are born, come out in the name of Jesus. I command this thing to happen. I command, hey, involve creation.
Amen.
Go home, go to your farm and touch the soil and say, you're going to partner with me.
Yes.
I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. Go to your farm, go to your field, touch the soil and say, you soil, you will partner with me. In this journey of becoming a billionaire.
Yes.
Even the soil will enter into spiritual partnership with you. Say, partnering
with creation
on spiritual warfare. Now we are seeing God is asking Job. He says, have you ever commanded in the morning? Have you ever commanded the sun to shake all forces of darkness out of your way? Have you ever done it? He said, no. So now I know the problem. Why? Joshua said to the sun, even to the moon, you will not move until I win the battle. I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. You know, when creation has joined you to win, when creation has joined you, things begin to happen.
Amen.
Do you know what the Bible says? It does not say go and preach to the people. It says go and preach to the whole what? Creation. Not just people. Go and speak even to creation. Because creation too is waiting for redemption.
Amen.
And this redemption, it will only happen with the manifestation of the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to talk to somebody. Somebody say, I'm here. Amen. I remember one time I was doing spiritual warfare. And I said, I command creation. Creation, partner with me. Wherever the enemy is trying to do something on me, creation, partner with me. And there were people. Am I talking to you or you're not even hearing? And there were people who were actually sent to assassinate me. On that, we had a big function at Pretoria Showgrounds. At the ground, it was Iron Man. And we are there. All of a sudden, in August, all of a sudden, the weather changed. And it began raining. And when the guy came to confess in the church, what did he say? He said, that day, when it was raining, I was supposed to shoot you. But because it was raining, I couldn't sit where I was supposed to sit, the position to shoot you. Somebody said,
I command creation
to partner with me. The rain couldn't allow him. Some of the people who are about to come to kill you, their car will not start. Amen. This is when creation has agreed with you. I'm trying to talk to somebody, but I feel someone is not getting what I'm trying to say right now. Say, partner with the creation on spiritual warfare. When you read the Bible, it's all about creation. If you read Deuteronomy 28, it says what? It says when you obey God, what will begin to happen? It says even the field will be your partner. Your basket, your storehouse, your banks will become your partner. The whole chapter until verse 13, it says this will partner with you. This will begin to work for you. This will begin to do this for you. Can you imagine you're going this direction? And your farm is going this direction. And your projects are going this direction. We are entering into partnerships.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Let me say something to you. I'm about to show you something here. Amen. I'm about to show you something. Says, I raise my hand. Say that again. As I raise my hand. Even weather. Will be my partner. Are you still here? We're about to finish. We're about to finish. And I want you to understand something. There's an untapped army around you. What have I said? An untapped army around you. All these things that you were created, they're under your disposal. You can command them. You can speak to them. They are there. They can rise to fight with you. I'm not just talking about fighting your enemies. I'm talking about they can also fight to make sure that your vision comes to pass. Am I talking to you? Now, let me show you something here. In Judges 5, verse 20 to 21, there was a woman by the name Deborah. Are you understanding? Maybe you don't know. That's the other name of my wife. Her other name is called Deborah.
Amen. Mama.
Now hear this. Are you here, somebody? Are you here or you're not even hearing? Or you're focusing on the name of Deborah? Like, seriously. Seriously. Now you're like, oh, my mom is Deborah. The whole teaching has just disappeared from nowhere. Jesus Christ. Especially these guys who are watching on TV. Am I talking to you? Scripture says, now.
They fought.
When Deborah was losing against Sisera, Do you know Sisera? Sisera was like Russia and North Korea combined against a woman. A woman didn't know what to do. The only thing she had to do, she entered in warfare partnership with stars in heaven. I'm trying to talk to somebody here. She spoke to stars. Join the battle. And what happened in verse 20? What happened?
They fought from the heavens.
Who fought?
The stars from their courses fought against Sisera.
Imagine. Do you know stars can join your battle?
We know.
That's why when people are fighting you and you are telling me, I look at you, I want, do you know who you are? Do you know this oxygen can join you to fight? Do you know stars can join? You look at yourself, and that's why the devil knows you. You know nothing of who you are. The devil knows who you are, and the devil knows you. You know nothing of who you are. And the devil knows the day you will know who you are and the weapons you have, he knows you live. He knows all the things you do like every day. I bind you. I bind you. I bind you. Tell all these stones here. He said, join the battle. Hey, someone, wherever they are walking, they may hit a stone.
Amen.
Stones joining your battle. Someone at the house, they're walking alone like this. All of a sudden, they hit a stone. And you just hear a stone. Like, what happened? Said that she was walking and she hit the stone. Are you here, somebody?
Yes.
Some scripture in New Living Translation. You'll be shocked what it says.
The stars fought from heaven.
Hallelujah.
The stars in their orbits fought against Sisera.
Can you imagine that? The stars from their orbits. Can you imagine? You're on earth like this. You are ready. I'll finish Deborah. And the stars agreed to say, you know, some of you, when you see stars, it's like a decoration. Someone sees stars as a weapon of warfare. We are not the same. It's like how a rich person and a poor person think. They don't think the same. A poor person is thinking of buying an iPhone. A rich person is thinking of buying shares from Apostle. You didn't hear me. A rich person, no, you didn't hear me. A poor person is thinking of buying a land, a nice land in town. A rich person is thinking of buying a farm in the village.
Amen.
You're not getting it.
Amen.
We are all thinking the same things, but differently. I'm not talking to you. Someone with $2,000 is able to buy shares from up. And if someone with $2,000, they're buying a phone.
Yes, exactly.
So one is getting value from the $2,000, and one is getting a phone, which after a year, there will be an iPhone Pro. And they have to leave it and get another one. That time, the one who got shares, their money has doubled. We're all doing the very same things, but we're doing them what?
Elder Major.
It's like seeing the stars. Some are looking at them as beautiful. Some are saying, these stars, if you touch me by mistake. Some of you are struggling financially. Some of you, you are losing things. Deborah, a woman, when she saw she was losing, she said, all stars. Read the following verse. Read the following verse.
The Kishon River swept them away. That ancient torrent, the Kishon, march on with courage, my soul.
Did you hear that? When the stars began to fight, do you know what happened? There was a flood. The Kishon River just flooded. And the flood went exactly where the soldiers were of Sisera. And it carried them away, all of them, with a flood. And the people were seeing the flood. But Deborah knew the prayer she made. Stars had joined the battle. My friend, even a river will join the war. Am I talking to somebody right here? Yes. Even what? Yes. Even the river will join the war. Am I speaking to somebody right here? The Bible says, I'm trying to talk to somebody here. The stars rose up and began to fight. I want you to raise up your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. All creation, join this battle and fulfill my prophecy. Do you understand? When creation starts fighting with you to fulfill your prophecy, if you got a prophecy that you are healed, you know what will happen? The whole creation will begin to work for your healing. If there is a prophecy that you will prosper, anything you start doing, whether it's mining, whatsoever you will be doing, begin to work together for your good. To fulfill that prophecy, all things are working together for my good. Things, documents, papers, whatsoever, they'll begin to agree. Creation will begin to agree. I'm trying to talk to you. Someone says, I'm here, prophet. So I speak to creation. Let my prophecy be fulfilled. Say it again, I speak to creation. Let my prophecy be fulfilled. Psalm 73 verse 18.
Truly, you put them on a slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction.
That's what happens. When creation has partnered with you, even the location, the ground, it can become slippery. The Bible says God makes the place to become slippery. You find someone who is fighting you. They are walking just on a normal place. Whew, boom, down. Because creation is fighting with you.
Amen.
You're not getting it. Someone said, very dangerous.
I'm very dangerous.
Oh, yes.
I remember one time, a witch doctor... I was young at that time, so there was a witch. You know, I had this type of baldness. So there was a witch doctor in Mzuzu, and he was performing some magic, and he was scaring everyone. There were so many people there. So I arrived there, and I was standing like this. You know? Then he looked at me and he picked that, no, something is wrong with this boy. He says, I don't want you here. Just from nowhere. I don't want you here. Get out! I said, you get out. The old people went like, they were so scared. Like, he's saying to a witch doctor. This witch doctor, he could take, you know, if you know, a chicken. They would put a chicken there like that. He would take a powder and he would blow on a powder and the chicken would just fall there and die. He says, you are challenging me. He took a stick and he put it on the ground. I said, if you are challenging me, come and jump it.
I trust you, Papa.
If there are some of you here, you'll be like, you know what? I love Jesus, but it's fine. See you tomorrow. I said, what? What? And I was very young. I said, what? I went and I jumped it. I said, what happened? What? What? Can I jump again?
Wow.
Oh, people in the... People clapped hands now. I said, what? At that moment, even that stick. You're not getting it. It chose a direction to partner. He says, no. We do this with other people, but not this guy. Anyone who's trying to use roots, charms to attack you, even the charm will say, you know what? I don't touch this woman. This man, I don't touch him. The man was embarrassed. Today, the man was there for years. He was sitting on that place for years. That was his last day. Until today, he has never been in that seat again. He left. And revival broke out when I was in Mzuzu. The problem is, most believers don't even understand this. If a woman could speak to stars and stars could join the battle, the river joined the battle. Let's read the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms, are you here? 114, verse 3 to 5.
The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains keep like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled, O Jordan, that you turned back?
When Moses was coming with the people of Israel, the Bible doesn't say that the sea was divided. It says the sea saw it and ran. Wow. You didn't hear it. And the Jordan River, it was not parted. It says it returned where it was coming from. You didn't hear me. Someone say, I'm here, prophet. The sea what? No. Read again. It fled, ran. It says the sea saw it. Can you hear that? The sea what? What did the sea see? Now, I want to show you. What did the sea see? That when it saw it, it ran. In the New Living Translation, the Bible says what? It says,
the Red Sea saw them coming and hurried out of their way. The water of the Jordan River turned away.
Wait. What did the sea see?
When he saw them coming.
Now, see this. When Moses stood up and took up his stick, when he raised up his hand, the Bible says the sea saw it and fled. Do you understand that this is a creation? For God's people to pass, creation played a big role. That project of yours, it must play a big role for the prophecy to come to pass. My God, I'm trying to talk to somebody here. Creation must... Am I speaking to you or I'm not talking? Creation must partner with you. I decree and declare. In the name of Jesus Christ, something great will begin to happen around you. Father, let every creation begin to work for that woman. Amen. Say, by the power of God, in the name of Jesus, I command creation to rise up and watch and fight battles I don't even know. I command creation to help me fulfill my prophecy. Are you still here? So many people are stuck today because they're waiting for God to move their sea. But God is saying you should wait for him to move the sea. He's saying command it. There is something creation will see. When Moses, God said to him, raise up your rod. When he did it, the Bible says, and the sea saw it. Do you know what will begin to happen from today? Creation will begin to partner with you. At the very same time, creation can partner with the enemy against you. Somebody had a farm. He had put up chickens, 10,000 chickens, woke up in the morning all dead. No explanation or nothing. One built a house, wake up in the morning, the house is burning. I'm trying to preach to you, and I want you to understand this is a spiritual teaching. This is not a normal teaching. You go to church and sit down and listen to the pastor preach. This is a divine protocol and warfare. In John 9, verse 6 to 7, and again, verse 11.
When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing.
Verse 11.
He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and I washed and I received sight.
Did you see this? That Jesus, when he was doing ministry, he could even touch soil and put on somebody's eyes and the soil could partner with Jesus. And the person's eyes could actually see. And he says, go and wash in Siloam. He goes to wash and the eyes see. Do you understand that this cloth, the handkerchief, do you understand that this is cotton? Do you understand that this is cotton? And do you know that cotton comes from trees? Paul touched this creation. And when he touched the handkerchiefs and he gave people, the handkerchiefs joined Paul in the ministry. And anyone who was touching the handkerchief, they were being healed. At that moment, creation began to do ministry with Paul. There's an ability that you can actually stand and begin to speak to your finances, speak to the ground, speak to the heavens, speak to the sky. Am I talking to somebody right here? This is important. Because someone here right now, they think they are losing the battle, they are losing the war. You are winning in the name of Jesus. If only you knew how powerful you are. Somebody said, it will be well with me. Say it louder, it will be well with me. I want to do something right now, wherever you are. We want to speak to anything. It will obey this voice. If possible, can you stand up on your feet? We want to do something right now. When Peter was broke and he was looking for money, Jesus said, go and fish. You're not getting it. He said what?
Go and fish.
The fish. Peter had a debt. He was supposed to pay tax. Creation assisted him in paying the bills. He caught a fish and he was taught, you catch a fish and open the mouth. He went there, he catched the fish, he opened the mouth, there was money. The way you catch money from today. Somebody say,
even fish
can give me money. Number 16, verse 32.
Hallelujah. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the men with Korah, with all their goods.
People are fighting Moses. Moses said, are you sure? They were fighting against Moses. Moses said, are you sure? As they were talking, the earth just opened. Do you understand? There was a mass grave. Can you imagine? They are fighting him. The earth took the side of Moses. And opened up. And the men who were fighting Moses were all swallowed up. And their families. Somebody say, that's how dangerous I am. And the animals. When creation joins you. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
There was a certain time. You know, I normally tell you what I have experienced in life. Are you here or you're not even here?
We are here.
There was a certain guy who was above my class in the high school. And this man, I don't know, he had natural hatred against me. And it was a natural one. You know natural hatred? He just didn't like me. I tried my best being nice to this guy. He just didn't like me. Are you hearing me? Some say creation can fight for you.
Creation can fight for you.
So we're walking together like this. We're walking. There was a football match, and we're walking together near the football pitch. And we're walking together. And then there was a guy who was coming in front of us with a dog, holding it on a chain like this. And me, I'm sitting with him like this. The dog, have you ever seen that moment when the dog was just going to focus on one person? So we are walking like this. This guy, he's talking, you know, he's bullying me, and I'm walking, and he's bullying me, and I'm walking. I don't know if in other countries they also do this when you are new at school, where they bully you, and these people from higher classes, they bully you. Maybe nowadays they stopped. All right, but in Malawi here, they're quite teasing. And I'm this guy is so busy, they say, hey, he's telling me, he says, hide here. He says, I should hide on his finger. So me, I'm still walking. He says, stop. Stop now. Stop. I want you to climb that tree and do an accident. Now, there is football. And me, I'm still walking. I'm like, I'm not hearing him. This guy comes from nowhere. A dog. It's on a chain, and the guy is holding a dog on a chain. This dog just focusing on this guy. The guy walks behind me. The dog is not even focusing on me. It's even going behind me. Like, at that moment, a dog took my side. It is now. It is now when I began to grow in the spirit that I began to understand certain things. To say, oh, that thing. It was a partnership. Say with me. Say, don't play around with me. Say, this creation can rise on my behalf. Am I speaking to you?
Oh, yes.
And it was another time again. And so I was staying with this teacher. And so in the house of the teacher, we are two students because we were doing well in class. And this teacher loved us. And you'd know, be staying in my house. And the guy didn't even like me also. The guy didn't like me. I'm like, oh. And we're staying in the same house, but the guy didn't like me. It's now that I'm saying, oh. So all that it was for me. This guy, every time he takes plates, glass plates. He's holding them like this. He's moving like this, you know. We would do some calls at the house. So he's coming from the kitchen like this. All of a sudden, he hits the floor. Bah! All of them broken. The teacher said, what? Somebody say one. Another day. Another day, it was rice. Yes. A whole bucket of rice. Yes. He's hoarding it and I don't know what he was trying to do. Boom, on the floor, into the sand. The teacher said, I think, sir, with due respect, go back into the body. His case was not those two things. His case was his hatred against me. Creation had to partner with me. It's now that I'm thinking and I'm remembering to say, oh, now I think those things were happening for me. That boss who's fighting you, they'll begin to make mistakes from nowhere. Are you here, somebody? Do you know that all the men you know, Elijah, not that God said that there will be no rain. It was actually Elijah who said there will be no rain. And it's proven that I'm a prophet. Can you imagine the whole rain stopped just to prove the career of a prophet that is a true prophet? And again, for the rain to come, he partnered with the creation. He said, let's see who's a true prophet. Let your prophets pray, I also pray. Amen. Creation listened just to prove that he's a true prophet. Do you know there are things that can happen just to prove who you are? Somebody say with me, say in the name of Jesus. I stand here today. I know the weapons I have. So I command every creation to take my prayers. Prayers of breakthrough. Prayers of healing. Prayers of deliverance. I'm about to show you something. I'm not done. As you're still standing like this. This one will blow your mind. Amen. This revelation will blow your mind. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I know you're not ready. We are. Read again that verse you just read it now. Just read it again.
And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the men with Korah, with all their goods.
All right. Let's go to the main revelation. 2 Samuel 1 verse 21. What does the Bible say?
O mountain of Gibeah, let there be no dew, nor rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for the shield of the mighty is cast away there, the shield of Saul, not anointed with oil.
Wait, let me explain to you the story. So the Mount of Gilboa, it was a mountain where King Saul died. On this day, King Saul was fighting against the Philistines. Am I talking to you? As he's fighting against them, one Philistine killed him. David did not curse the Philistines. He cursed the mountain. He said, "Why, you mountain, did you allow him to die? Because as an anointed man, you were supposed to rise and fight with him." No, you didn't hear it. Read again now. Now they will understand it. Now read it from verse 20 in NIV. Let them get it from verse 20. Go to, yeah.
"Tell it not in Gath. Proclaim it not in the streets of Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines be glad. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised rejoice. Mountains of Gilboa, may you have neither dew or rain. May no showers fall on your terraces field. For there the shield of the mighty was despised. The shield of Saul no longer rubbed with oil."
Did you hear that? Who's being cursed?
The mountains of Gilboa.
Is he cursing the one who killed him?
No.
Who's being cursed?
The
he says, "You mountain, why did you allow this issue to happen? Why did you allow such a horrible thing to happen to the anointed? Do you know God can curse a place because of you? Do you know God can curse a hospital to say, why did you allow this person to die before their time? Creation is supposed to, all of it, partner with you." Says, I raise my hand.
I speak to creation.
Say amen.
Amen.
Do you know this? That creation, I'm trying to talk to somebody. There was one man who we are praying together with. There was an accident. Am I talking to you? They were in a bus. One man. The bus started rolling like this at a river, at a bridge, moving like this, you know, and was throwing people through the windows like this. And one was thrown up. This man, we are praying together, and he went up like this and fell in the tree. Did you hear that? The tree grabbed him like this. He was found in the tree. Everybody died, only him survived.
Hallelujah.
Creation said, "You're not dying."
No.
I'm preaching this message to you.
Yes.
Because some of you, these things will happen to you.
Amen.
Though, even if there's a plane crash,
yes,
if there'll be one survivor,
yes,
they will find you in a tree.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Am I talking to you? Creation will say, "Not this one." Wherever you go, you try something, you know, they'll be like, "Oh, I'm doing this business, it's not work." It's because creation is not receiving commands. God said to Job, he said, "Job, did you command the sun to rise up and fight the wicked?" You see, the things we speak, people, sometimes they actually don't believe what we say. There are so many people in this room who I gave them prophecies and the prophecies came to pass. What prophecy did I give you, that lady over there? What prophecy did I speak to you? Give her a microphone.
Dad, you gave me a prophecy 5th of October, and you said...
I can't hear you.
you gave me a prophecy on the 5th of October, and you said, I'm giving you 3 weeks. You will see a sign and you will hear good news. And indeed, to your word, your prophecy came to pass. In 3 weeks, I received a phone call from a certain organization. It's international. They have offices in SA, Kenya, and Tanzania. They are offering me a job on a managerial position as the business developer and operations manager.
Go back. Go into the prophecy. If you have the prophecy, do you have the prophecy? We can't hear anything.
This may seem delayed. Stop stressing. Though things may seem delayed, the Lord is perfecting everything. The Lord is going to give you a sign. In 3 weeks, you're going to receive good news. There's a shift in the spirit.
Dad, just as you said, it indeed came to pass.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
My Father, the shocking thing is that this organization, this international organization, was looking for someone with 8 years of experience. But this woman only has 1 year of experience. Yet out of all the other candidates, she was the only one who was chosen and picked without an interview, without an application, without the 8 years of experience.
Somebody say creation.
Creation.
You know, we haven't prayed, eh? And we're already down. Wow. I don't know whether it's this creation that told you to sit it down or... I don't know. I don't know who's helping you now on this one. Somebody said, I'm very dangerous. When I look at you, I see victory. How many are coming for crossover? I want to see hands up. How many are coming here and they'll be joining us and they'll be joining a group of winners who will be winning on 31st December? Can I see hand up all those who are coming for crossover? If you are coming for crossover, I want to see your hand up. It's like if you're not coming, it's like you're saying, I'm not winning. So I'm praying for you to join us as we'll be winning. Make sure you are here. Not only that, we'll also be having the same period. We'll be having the last international visitors program of the year. And it is known as IVP of Victory. International visitors of victory. What about that? So begin to register already on this one. And we have a great crossover campaign in Mozambique, and my associate prophet Justice Hara, he will be visiting Joaquim Chissano International Conference Center in Maputo this 29th of November to 30th. From morning, and it's part of the campaign we're doing for crossover, and it's going to be a great moment. So Prophet Hara is coming there for the second time, and something great is going to happen. All right, so everybody, Mozambique, begin to prepare as he will be preparing you. And he'll be preaching nothing when he comes there. It's all about victory. He'll be talking about winning. Because I told myself, you see, I gave myself days. now begin to count days into winning. Somebody say victory. Say it again, say victory.
Victory.
It's very, very important. And I want us to pray right now. In the USA. USA. Most definitely I'll be in America for a revival next year. After crossover, we are coming for big revival. And from there, we'll go which other country?
Nigeria.
I think we must visit South Sudan.
Yes.
I miss them. They're the only country that after I won my court case, they made a dinner for me. Without me even being there. They made a dinner for me and put my chair there.
Hallelujah.
I was eating by faith. I was seeing them on TV and I was eating by faith.
Amen.
But Apostle John 1 ate all my food. He has a case to answer. I need my food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, creation will join me now. This is not just a saying, and I'm telling you this. Strange things will begin to happen around you. And you will know that, you know what? I think there's something that has been happening to me lately. Things will begin to happen to your favor. You begin to dig, even if there are no stones, stones will begin to come out. A small thing you try, creation will say, we are joining you now. Isaac, during drought, the Bible says he planted during drought and harvested 100-fold. Because even the grain joined him. Father, I pray for everyone, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you right now. I start preparing you for victory. This is preparation. I am preparing you for big breakthroughs that is coming. You are winning every battle ahead. You are winning every victory ahead. I decree and declare, receive in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Lastly, I'm giving you an instruction. That's all. I'm giving an instruction tonight. On Wednesday, this week, on Wednesday, those of you who can fast. I'm telling you as your prophet, those who can fast. And the fasting you'll be fasting. You're not going to fast, like total fast of not eating everything, you know. If you can, you do it. But on that day, avoid anything to do with meat. Anything to do with meat. Don't eat it. Avoid it. Avoid anything. And I'm saying this because someone at 1:15 p.m. they'll be putting beef in their mouth and they'll be ha. And it will be in their mouth. I'm begging you. You are fasting meat. There's a fasting in the prophetic where you just avoid. You become a vegetarian. Like Daniel. So, on Wednesday you are fasting and you are speaking to creation. And you are telling God to say, I need a victory. Do you know man is backed by creation?
Yes.
No, I'm asking you.
Yes.
Do you know man is creation?
Yes.
Maybe you don't know.
Yes.
People don't even know this. Do you know that your money is backed by God? Are you aware? That money you are seeing in your hand, it is a value of God. In the reserve bank. The collateral of that paper is a reserve in the central bank of your country. It's creation. It can choose to fight with you or to fight against you. Father, I pray. I speak to everybody right now. Any battle they are facing, it is ending tonight. I decree an embargo. I speak in the name of Jesus. You are winning this war. You are winning this battle. Raise your hands and say, I receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive in the name of Jesus.
Where there's a sickness, whether there is a sabotage, whether it's a marital battle, whatsoever battle you are facing, I command in the name of Jesus, victory right now. Victory right now. Victory right now. We speak to the trees. We speak to the skies to join you right now. We speak to the stones. We speak to the rivers, to the oceans, to join the battle for you. Somebody say, I receive it. Even this soil will rise up and will join to fight.